Hey there, this is KTSW 89.9. You're listening to Other Side Drive. My name is Kimberly.
And I'm Haley, and we are about to interview Faux Fiction right here, right now.
Faux Fiction, tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself, what you play, what you do in the band.
Hello, my name is Gabby, and I'm sorry that my voice sounds so horrible. I'm getting over a cold, but I play guitar and sing lead vocals.
My name is Paul, and I'm also getting over a cold here. But the rest of us, I think we all caught this in the vehicle, but I play drums.
I'm Peter. I'm healthier than you. I play bass and I sing.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much for being here. So we were talking earlier, y'all just pretty much drove into the area from Louisiana because you're on tour right now. You're kind of in the middle of your tour, and you're stopping in San Marcos today. So how's the tour been going? Where have you been? How have the shows been going?
They've been really fun. So we started in Griffith, Indiana, and worked our way down to Louisville, Kentucky, and then we were in Chattanooga and Memphis and Tennessee. We had a day off on Monday, but ended up being 2 days off because we had to cancel our show in Houston yesterday, unfortunately, because of the weather. Some of the roads were getting closed off, bridges were freezing over, and I mean, we're from Milwaukee, so it's not a huge deal to us, but
not a surprise.
It's, you know, everyone's
the only ones not on the side of the road.
So that was fun, but yeah, we're really excited. We've not been through Texas before, so we're really excited to be here and play a show here, and we're in Austin tomorrow, and then we're going to be kind of looping back north and heading back towards home for the last few shows, but super excited. We've been playing in a lot of cities that we haven't played before. So
yeah, for sure, especially with this area being so beautiful. I personally love Hill Country, and I hope, especially since y'all have a little time before your performance for the next couple days as well. So as far as your tour so far, have there been any kind of memories that have really stuck out so far, or just kind of carried with you from your performances on the tour?
New Orleans.
Yeah.
That city's so cool.
Even though we didn't play there.
We didn't play there, but we stopped there for a little while.
So pretty much everything that wasn't us playing has been the most fun.
No, I would have to say I had a blast in Chattanooga. I really think that that's kind of the epitome of Southern hospitality. We kind of felt really welcome and at home there, and really everywhere that we've been down
yeah,
south
that's
has
been pretty unbelievable.
Awesome. So, yeah. So thank you.
Of course. Yeah. And do y'all have any kind of like cool tour stories so far, or just anything that you have planned that's just going to be like the real highlight of the tour?
I'm just really excited to be to Texas in Texas because I haven't been here ever. So it's kind of cool just to be able to really see parts of the country that you haven't seen before. I mean, when you're in the car, you have lots of time to just absorb your surroundings and see what's kind of, you know, around you, and just meet different people and different musicians. And it's just been, yeah, yeah, we're big foodies. So if we can find, you know, what's supposed to be the thing to eat in whatever town we're in, that's what we do.
And cactuses and palm trees. That's pretty cool.
That
I freaked out.
When
really? Yeah, I was like, wow, it's real.
Oh yeah, they're everywhere here. So as far as food, anything stuck out for you?
Oh yeah.
Any favorites?
We had what was it? A crawfish dog?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. In New Orleans, there was a crawfish dog and an alligator dog.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We
yeah.
tried some alligator there too.
I heard it tastes like chicken.
it's interesting. It's like chicken, but not at
it's
the
dense.
Same time.
Yeah.
So I noticed also, and Haley showed me this as well, a couple weeks ago, it looks like y'all just posted a music video for one of your new songs.
We did. We posted a music video on the YouTube for our song Skin. It's actually, we've been a band for 3 years, and this is the first one that we ever did. But I'm really excited about it. It's really cool, kind of a throwback to a lot of, like, you know, the 90s vibe, which I think goes really well with our just our style in general. So
Which is kind of more out of a coincidence, seeing as, like, it's low budget because, I mean, that's kind of what we're existing in the moment, you know? So it's, it just kind of came about naturally, for sure.
Low budget, but it looked very well produced. So.
Yeah, our a friend of ours, Eric Arsenault, did it. So, Eric, if you're listening, thanks.
Eric,
and his
thank
friend
you
Kyle.
So much.
You know, it was something that he wanted to help us do, and it just came out really great. So I couldn't have asked for anything better than that, really.
Mm-hmm. What was it like producing that music video?
We didn't do
anything.
Yeah.
We
had a few ideas, but I think most of it came from him, so.
It was awkward, too, because there were moments where we'd have to, like we'd play to the music. To the music, but sometimes like
well, you guys play to me playing to a metronome,
right? Mm-hmm.
So I mean, there's really no musical cues other than what we already know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. But they'd be like, okay, jump around like you're playing live. But
yeah, you know, and you're not in front of anyone, yeah. So it's really hard to you know get yourself psyched up because you're not really
I think by the end of it too, we had probably played the entire song at least 20 times.
Yeah,
like you know, especially for me playing drums, it really really came out.
Yeah. So
playing it kind of hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So if you mess it up, you're out of the band.
Oh, shucks.
One mistake and you're done. But that song, Skin, is off of your brand new EP. That was just released pretty recently. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about producing the new EP.
So this is, we were a four-piece for our first album. And this was really, I think, our exploration of being a three-piece and trying to figure out, you know, how to make it sound like us. And really, I think that this EP takes us in a direction that's really very true to who we are and as musicians. And really we're finding our sound and kind of honing in on that. And I think that it's really cohesive and I really enjoyed, you know, working on all the songs and, I think it's definitely, they're some of our best ones.
Yeah.
Not that our, you know, I think I'll say that for every new thing that we put out, that no, this is our best.
Yeah, well, it's your new baby. But, you worked so hard.
Yeah, I think it's such a long time in the making because our full length came out in June of 2016. So this is like a year and a half in the making. So for it to finally be out there and to be able to tell people where they can listen to it, I think is really fun now that it's like, you know, you can hear it if, outside of coming to our show and seeing us, which is awesome. Gotcha. So,
well, I have your new EP right here called Dark Matter, and we can play one of the songs off of it. You want to do Get It Right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, this is Get It Right by Faux Fiction. We're going to be back in just a minute. Enjoy the music.
We'll be right back.
And that was Get It Right off of Dark Matter, the new EP by Faux Fiction. So you guys, that was such a cool song.
Thank you.
Is there anything y'all want to tell us a little bit about that one? It's the first song off of your EP. Is there anything special about that song in particular?
So honestly, it's a song that articulates what it feels like to be inarticulate most of the time. I have a real problem. I feel like sometimes expressing what really goes on in my head, and I think that that's kind of just my way to, like, talk about the things that are going on inside of my head and just make them make more sense to the people around me. So that's where the lyrics are at with that one. But we actually, fun fact, we wrote that song literally, like, 5 days before we went in the studio to record this EP. So we had the four songs ready to go, and I think we really just wanted, we're like, you know what, five just seems like a better number. And so I kind of challenged.
Feels like you might be missing something.
Yeah, I just kind of challenged, you know, myself to see if there's anything I could bring to them that we could make into a song. And
I think we're also the type of people that do our best work the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
Not good advice for any of the students listening, but, you know.
We are definitely, like, at the top of the class of procrastinators.
Same. I'm valedictorian.
No, but the song turned out so good,
thank
y'all.
You.
Thank you.
So the EP released just about a month ago, right?
Actually, just on January 5th.
January 5th.
Yeah.
So very recent. And then there's a couple of there's four other songs on that. And so as far as making the EP in, you know, in total and kind of hearing that first song that kind of introduces, you know, you guys really just finding your sound, you know, what are some of the favorite songs of yours to play off of this new EP or the old album of yours?
I mean, honestly, I really like all, like, we, recently we've been playing all five songs every set that we,
almost
every
more,
set
yeah.
that we
yeah.
do, yeah. They're just, I think they're so much more us. Not that the songs from our album aren't, like, I feel like that was us at that time, but we've kind of, you know, progressed from there. But there's still definitely some favorites that, you know, people ask for when we play from the album. So, and we play Racing the Red Lights pretty frequently, Ghosts, Lukewarm Snakes, those are all from the first album.
I was jamming out to Lukewarm Snakes today. I was like, ooh, yes, this is my jam. Also, like, in my research.
You
want
to tell them about that song?
Yeah, tell me about that
song. I can. So it's actually based off of an episode of The X-Files.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yes.
We're a bunch of nerds.
Yes.
That's not nerdy. It's okay. But within my research of you guys, I was on your website, and it said something about your own brand of pop fuzz, and I was just kind of curious how you guys came up with that term and, like, what exactly it means.
I think we had to kind of make up our own genre because
it's just what it is.
Yeah. It's just hard to kind of, I think, when, especially when people ask what kind of music we play.
I don't like to say punk.
Yeah, it's not punk, and it's not really alternative. It doesn't really fit into any of those boxes individually. It's kind of like if you jumbled all of those boxes up and made, like, a weird, bigger box.
Just music in 2018.
Yeah. But I think we all of us kind of have a nostalgia for, like, 90s sounds, and I think just kind of our interest in that kind of just came through naturally, and you know, I did singer-songwriter stuff in the past, so I think that's kind of where the pop sensibility kind of comes from, and we kind of just, you know, have fuzzy sounds and pop writing, and that's just, yeah, just kind
or
of comes
popsicle
together.
Popsicle with fuzz on it.
A popsicle
with fuzz on it.
That's
go.
A visual right there.
There you go. That should be a new sticker,
delicious,
Peter.
Yes.
We'll have a new sticker made up for that.
There we
it's
go.
It's a popsicle with a little,
the
like...
Kind of the popsicle.
Like a velvet popsicle.
Yeah.
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 Velvet
popsicle.
That is aesthetic
like
right
that
there.
I really... I like that. It's a velvet popsicle.
I'm curious. So, you guys play a lot of live shows. Like, you guys are on tour right now.
Yes.
What is one factor that an attendee tonight at Valentino's can... Or, like, at any show can rely on happening every single show?
The snare drum's going to be loud.
Yeah, a loud snare drum, me saying really awkward things into the microphone.
Some pretty rockin' bass.
Yeah, yeah.
Peter's, shrugging.
I don't think, they can't see you shrugging on the airwaves.
You gotta make a sound.
Parentheses shrug.
It's actually an emoji.
So it's an emoji.
Yeah,
there we go. That's even better.
Yeah. It's a shrug emoji.
So y'all are performing at Valentino's tonight. What can people kind of expect from that show tonight as they're walking around on the square, listening to your music?
Well, we'll definitely be playing all the songs from our EP, some of our favorites from the original album. We're also going to be performing with two other bands. So we have Flora and Fauna, which are from San Marcos, which is really awesome. And then they're going to be starting everything off at 8. We're after them. And then closing out the night is Dojo from San Antonio. Oh. So they actually made the drive up here to come play a show with us, which is really cool.
That's
going to
be really cool. And you're in Austin tomorrow as well, right?
Maybe even tonight. We'll see.
we may get there. Yeah, I don't know. So, we'll be at Beerland in Austin tomorrow.
Gotcha.
And that starts at 9 o'clock, I believe.
All right. Well, thank y'all again so much for coming in. I would love to play another song by y'all. I want to play Skin up next, since that's also off of the new EP. But yeah, check them out tonight at Valentino's. They're also going to be in Austin at Beerland. And this has been Faux Fiction on Other Side Drive. Thank you guys so much again
thank
for
you,
making
guys.
The drive,
yeah.
coming in today. It's been so great talking to y'all. And, I hope the performance goes well tonight. Thank y'all again for coming in.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Of course.